Proclamation number 8617, dated the September 15th, 1963. Spiritual results should not be underestimated. Spirit is superior to intellect. You can receive clarification about anything you reflect upon if you approach me myself and appeal to me for truth. I impose no limitation on what I give, but I only give according to the degree of maturity, so that a person will always understand what is conveyed to him, be it in thought or in a direct form through my address from above. All the same, it will always be the same truth, and even if I cannot instruct a person in the most profound knowledge, his questions will nevertheless always be answered according to truth, yet always such that he can comprehend it. And thus all instructions, which originate from me, will have to be in accord, otherwise you could doubt their source. But everyone can raise his degree of maturity and thus also be introduced to ever deeper spiritual knowledge, and he will be beneficially active on earth, because spiritual knowledge will constantly spur him to pass it on. Once a person has accepted my instruction, he will be enabled to keep silent. And then harmony will occur between people who appealed to me for correct thinking and for truthful knowledge. And people who think correctly will also always be willing to render vineyard work, for they are impelled from within, by their spirit, to enlighten their fellow human beings. However, once a person is instructed by me myself through his spirit, so that knowledge is conveyed to him which is written down, then he is also characterized as a vineyard laborer, for then he has the task of distributing the existing spiritual information, because I want to speak to all people and choose a mediator who is capable of accomplishing such a mission. And then his task will be obvious, for such comprehensive spiritual knowledge cannot be denied nor be conveyed to earth without purpose. Although a certain degree of maturity is necessary again so that this spiritual information can be accepted and understood, it will nevertheless contribute towards stimulating people to live a conscious way of life once they have taken notice of this unusual knowledge. It will always depend on the human being's will and his desire to receive knowledge of the truth. For sooner or later questions will arise in every person about subjects which are inaccessible to the intellect but which can be fathomed by the spirit in the person. And depending on the person's maturity of soul, he will be granted the pure truth for the benefit of his soul. But a person should never value the results of his intellectual thinking more than those revealed by the spirit in him. For the spirit stands above the intellect. To the spirit, which is my part, nothing is unknown. It can explain everything to a person, whereas the area which can be investigated by the intellect is limited and never extends into the spiritual realm. Divine revelations should therefore never be underestimated. Quite the contrary, no intellectual thinking, be it ever so sharp, produces comparable results. And thus you will also be able to assess the immense significance when I convey such extensive knowledge to earth through a human being, and you'll understand that it is my will that this knowledge shall be distributed and that I will therefore support all efforts made by my bearers of light in order to carry light to their fellow human beings. You will understand that I bless people who want to be of service to me as laborers in my vineyard. For can there be anything more important in earthly life than to know the truth, thus to convey the truth I send from above to fellow human beings? People can consider themselves fortunate that they are granted clarification where they still have erroneous thoughts. For only truth grants them the light which illuminates the path that leads to me. Anyone who sincerely desires the truth also thinks correctly, because I myself enlighten him and he will be happy to discover the confirmation of his thinking in my word. Yet many people must first be led to the path. They must first be informed of my will and be admonished to live in accordance with my will. Only then will a second life start for them, so that they live a spiritual life next to their earthly life, and then the desire for truth will awaken in them and they can receive according to their desire. For this reason you should all try to raise your state of maturity. Then you can be guided ever deeper into truth. Even the most profound wisdom can be revealed to you, which, however, would be incomprehensible to you while you are still in a low state of maturity. Yet I will never limit my distribution as long as you merely desire my gifts of love. I will consider you spiritually as well as in an earthly way, for you will receive what you require for your soul and body as long as spiritual possessions are more important to you. For your body will cease to exist, but your soul will remain, and it shall therefore be taken care of first, and its desire will always be granted. Amen.